Welcome back to the Campfire Chronicles, man. We're excited. Another great day. Haunt season shit is starting to roll out very steadily. This week we got Jay and Amber from Fast Pass with us at the table. And then the usual bunch of miscreants are here with us. Super exciting news right off the top. This is the first podcast officially sponsored by Horror Pack.
Yeah. Woo!
So,
yeah. Horror Pack!
Go horrorpack.com. We're going to have promo codes very soon, but in the show notes, there's actually going to be a promotional link that he just sent me to just get that ball rolling. So if you click on that link, that'll give you a hookup. So look for that in the show notes. The Horror Pack has got a subscription service that varies from month to month as far as what they include in their subscription box. And it's always like one throwback horror movie, one current horror movie, and one like off the cuff horror movie. So I know like this couple months ago, I know they did like Hellraiser with Mandy, and then they did like a weird one, like something along the lines of what we watched last week with Freaked. And then every once in a while, they'll do like a selection of like nine, and then you don't know what you're going to pull out of the nine. So yeah, if you're a horror fan and you want some cool swag, check out horrorpack.com. But this week we have played, what the hell is it called? The Haunted Mansion, like from Regions Beyond, Calling the Spirits board game. John was victorious. And by there's a lot of keys to John's victory, I think. One, being quiet. Two, not challenging repeatedly for the same card after he realized. Yeah.
He was just playing it safe. No risk.
I had 13 ghosts, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Did you count them? That's awesome.
Did one of them show her tits?
I had five, and then I think I had like eight or nine.
I lost the ones I fought so hard for.
No. You did that to yourself.
The fourth.
Because I was the biggest loser.
I think you guys had so much attention on you. That's why.
So basically, we're co-victors.
Yes.
My name's on the trophy as well.
In invisible ink.
I'll tell you what, like, back when
it was a ghostwriter.
Back in 96, when Brett Favre won the Super Bowl, Andy Reid was an assistant coach who would then later go on to win a Super Bowl himself, like 30 years. So right now you're Andy Reid, and then maybe in like 10 Halloweens you'll win the game by yourself.
Yeah, there we go. I can hold out.
Jesus.
So what is it?
You just gotta go home and train hard.
It's my motto.
When I eat 3 out of the 4 tacos I ordered, fitness is my passion. No.
Wait. Oh dear God.
So the Haunted Mansion is one of those things that has always been kind of regaled as, we as adults want a true form horror film based on the fucking Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
We've only had the shitty Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Calm down. Let's...
Oh, I think
you love that movie, John?
Okay,
wait, hold on. I'll explain it.
I'm sorry, did you like seeing Madame Leota picked up? And when she says, hold on, with what?
But Jennifer Tilly did a good Madame Leota.
I'm just going to say this, too. It came out after Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean is a fantastic movie.
And then that came out.
So I can see why people look at it so, like, disappointed. But Alone, like, I feel like if it would have come out before Pirates, people would have probably liked it a little bit more.
I feel like if it came out before Pirates, everyone would have said, damn, Pirates was way better than The Haunted Mansion.
But that's true. But it wouldn't have taken away from Haunted Mansion.
I don't think that's the point. I think it was a really good rendition as a
Haunted
family
Mansion
would have
came
movie.
Out first and they
I think
canceled
they...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know, I'm gonna duel Amber right now.
I think they did a good job of making The Haunted Mansion expansion into a film that the family could watch and it be a little bit spooky, but
that's
not spooky. But we definitely need one that's going to be appropriate for adults to enjoy.
Can we all agree that Guillermo del Toro should have directed A Haunted Mansion instead of it getting axed by Disney?
Well, now there's a director who is going to do The Haunted Mansion who has done absolutely nothing. He's like written and directed a couple episodes of Empire or something, but it like they picked literally like 2021. They picked like the safe guy to go to. Like Disney's woke, I get it, but you passed on Del Toro to literally have a guy direct the Haunted Mansion movie that is directed like two TV episodes
of what?
I don't even know.
No, wait. Who did they get to do the directing for?
I don't even know what the guy's name is. I can't remember it. It was literally like...
I thought it was the dude that...
They could have picked me. That's how unknown I am.
I thought I heard it was supposed to be the Wahidi guy.
You could probably make it.
I would deliver a solid Haunted Mansion.
I thought they were getting the dude from the Star Wars series to... Something Wahidi? I can't remember his
first name. It is not Taika Waititi.
I swear that's what I heard.
They did that would Disney be fun. Plus Haunted Mansion series.
Oh, that would be dope.
If they let Taika do a Haunted Mansion, like in the same realm as what they do in The Shadows.
Oh my god.
There's a series called Ghosts on... It was a BBC series. Where did I watch that on? I think it was on Amazon. It's kind of like what we do in The Shadows, but it's literally ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, how one of them tries to, like, haunt these people by, like, move a base, but it takes, like, a lot of energy. So, like, while the people are walking, the guy's like, like, all the other ghosts are like, you can do it! And then there's the lady walking, and it's, like, quiet with her just walking by, and it's like, and then it's like, she just walks by and nothing happens.
What is this on?
It's called Ghosts.
But what is
it? I think it was on Amazon.
Oh, man. I
watch it. I binge watched it because it was hilarious.
Yeah. Like nonstop binge.
They got the dude who directed Dear White People to do this.
Is that the guy who's doing the
Justin Simeon or whatever his name is?
I just found the Wikipedia page. Give me a moment.
Good
series. I'm waiting for more. More is coming. Yes, that's it. The top one.
It's on HBO Max right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Three seasons.
I know what we're doing tonight, Jay.
Yeah, right.
What's it called?
Ghosts. So there's three seasons out, and then there's two seasons available on HBO Max.
I see that we've gotten a little bit derailed.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about Disney After Dark by Jon Favreau.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's the Disney movie.
That's the same thing with Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion. Like, both those went out. Because remember, they were working together.
That was Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith was going to do Disney After Dark for a while. Captain Hook was going to be the big bad guy. Which, if you read the Kingdom Keeper books...
Hell yes.
That fucking franchise is... pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
And
Disney Plus should definitely
go easy.
That would have a great home on there.
Place to put it.
Favreau should do it.
No, Favreau needs to just stick to Star Wars now.
Yeah, they
need to get rid of Kathleen Kennedy and just let Favreau take over Star Wars.
I think that's right.
Anyway, this game showcases literally 99 ghosts. Has all kinds of like
999.
Well, there's 99 cards.
Well, then
we all get it. Like,
no, I didn't. I told you there's 99 cards.
There's
999.
No, that stack would have touched. You can't fit 1,000 cards in that box.
I don't know if you've seen $100,000.
There's always
something definitely.
It's like the junk.
Like, what's
wow.
There's a big ass briefcase. One.
And there's room for one more card in that box. Oh. But overall, I thought it was a fun game.
Yeah.
Yes. Quick, too, not too long.
Yeah, it's not like
risk. Unless you get into the groove of it,
Unless somebody just constantly duels somebody else the whole game.
Another!
Just kind of grounds to a halt,
One more, please!
That would have been the only way. Like, if you would have started dueling her in Old English, like you were a ghost from the Haunted Mansion.
Like, pistol dueling photo.
The lady...
He's trying to defend
my winch
himself.
Has been uncooperative.
We need to get Nerf guns and just like.
There's a dual scene in the show Ghosts, so you'll get to enjoy that.
Oh shit!
Thanks for ruining it. I wanted to experience it with not knowing.
But trust me, it's a whole story.
Now,
a ghost story. It's a ghost story.
It's a ghost story.
go ahead.
No, you're fine.
She's not salty about the loss at all. Dear
she
God.
Did take -5, and I did beat her at -1. So
you know what?
And, hey,
you have to go home with me.
I have a feeling you're going to have -1 testicle by the end of the I'm just saying, bro. You do have to go to bed with her. I'm just saying.
The children sleep between us as a buffer.
The couch is comfortable.
It's not. No, it's not.
I've been there before.
I don't think there's ever been a
thing.
In fact, the one time I asked him to sleep on the couch, he wouldn't go.
Old faithful, haunted.
It's like that leather stuff, so especially like when it's hot, it's like sticky. Yeah.
And guess what? Mom's got a spare room with a nice bed.
That's true.
Kids got bunk beds.
Yeah, kids got bunk beds,
that
yeah.
they don't use, Jay.
It's like when you find the story.
Dibs on top. Why do I feel like we're going to repair the step by the incident? I killed my brother, son of a bitch!
Finn,
we derailed
bottom.
The conversation yet again.
Mom kicked me out of the room. You're on bottom. Get on bottom. So, a Halloween Horror Nights-esque haunted mansion maze. You could, you don't even have to do anything. You literally transplant the ride, make it a walkthrough attraction like it was originally rumored to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little of that Mark Davis, it needs to be scary, and get that Claude Coates goofy bullshit out of there. And now you have a haunted mansion maze. And you just throw fuckers everywhere in that thing.
Absolutely.
Like,
not ghosts.
Like,
fuckers.
the endless hallway, have some guy fucking charging down at you through there.
Oh,
on the bungee thing, like have the...
With,
oh my
with
God,
the candelabra?
Yeah.
Have the bride
with the candelabra.
Have the bride with the axe holding the head with blood all over.
How hard would it be to just remove the dune buggies? Leave the track there.
Probably be
a quite
bitch.
A project. Yeah.
It'd be like easier to just put like wood, like the covers that you put on your stove to cover your burners, like over the track. And you can just walk on those.
Well, something because what was that maze in? Was it not?
Dark Ride.
Dark Ride. They had a track, and you could easily walk through there without tripping on the track.
That's right.
They
did make it
like
yeah,
like an inch and a half thick. We're talking.
And keep in mind,
but they could do it. They all they would have to do.
For one of the anniversaries of the Haunted Mansion, they did have actual scares in the ride.
Yeah.
Well, in Florida, they did sleep inside it. Sleep over.
Oh, my God.
No way.
The Haunted Mansion?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
No, well, I think it was like a contest. So you had to be like...
I was
going to
say.
You had to like be drawn, and they picked like four families, and they slept in the ballroom. And they had scare actors come fuck with them throughout the night.
Oh my God.
That is awesome.
I hate to say this, but it's
like
me.
The age limit.
I want to say, I mean, little boy, he was like, a ghost came and saw us. He's probably Finn's age now, honestly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They probably
they
didn't
were like,
do, they probably
they
do
were
anything,
like scaring the shit out of them. Like
yeah.
They weren't like dead asleep.
So
and like, wake up, I'm a ghost. Wake up. I'm like,
it was much worse. The kid probably opened his eyes and the ghost probably standing there going,
hey, wait. That would be even
Flynn would
creepier.
Not me.
That's what I said. It was probably
Flynn
worse.
Flynn would take one step in there and run out. And then I'd be like, well, there goes all my money.
The poor parents, because you know the parents out of everything, like, because you know those families didn't just go to the Haunted Mansion sleepover experience. They were in the park all day. Parents probably fucking dead ass tired. Kids
yes.
are like, we're in the Haunted Mansion all over the place. They finally settle down, and here comes fucking
ruining
the organ player to wake them up as soon as they went to bed. Dong, 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 dong. Like, no, goddamn, no.
They hooked that guy up to the chandelier that's like hanging.
you know they were doing that shit at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
too. Like, the witching hour. Like, be like, you better have some coffee in these teacups, bro.
And it's not like they would tell the people, hey, just to let you know we're going to scare you at 3. So just be ready for that. Like,
set your alarms.
Set, yeah,
okay.
Just let the kids know.
Bro,
there was probably none of that shit.
Check this shit out.
This is probably why it only happened like once.
Probably.
Because somebody probably ran into a prop, like into the table,
yeah.
Just fucking knocking shit over
well,
and
like,
shit.
Let's
it
face
up
it.
And
there
one
was
of
probably a Karen. Karen probably knew what was going to happen because they probably laid it out because that's Disney, and then she got pissed off anyways. And
one of the plates was missing.
Horror movie trailer called Karen.
What?
Oh my
yeah.
god!
Yeah.
Is it real or is
yeah,
it handjob cat
real?
It is real.
With the girl from Orange Is New Black, the like the hillbilly girl.
Is it gonna be like Carrie?
Huh?
Is it gonna be like Carrie, where she's a victim and
no,
then she just becomes?
It's almost like the reverse of Get Out.
Fuck.
So
stand.
Get in.
Get in.
That's
cool.
That's what white people need right now. Is another reason for everyone to fucking hate us.
Yeah.
Please edit that out.
Are you playing the trailer?
All right.
Black Entertainment Television is doing it.
Maybe
you just gotta give it a chance.
Oh no.
Oh,
get the
oh
fuck
God.
Out of here.
It's what?
It is. It's the worst case scenario.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler, the
Oh my!
No way!
Oh yeah!
How are they getting away with that? Oh, her brother's a police officer.
Of course.
Holy
now
shit.
You got dirty cops.
We're not black. We're really white. We're just painted that color.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, I'm not going to be... I'm not going to be racist here, but had a white person made the reverse of that, we would have been called racist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay for them to do it. It's cool.
And it's called
well,
Karen.
It's like based on reality, though.
Well, I get it, but do we really need more of that?
So the Haunted Mansion board game.
Yeah.
Actually freaking
yeah,
real.
So we don't want any Karens in the Haunted Mansion. the
wasn't the bridesmaid? No, I'm just kidding.
The thing I was going to talk about, because we were talking about the Haunted Mansion thing, I know you guys got to bail in a minute, but Halloween Horror Nights, I'll leave you with this before you guys go. Halloween Horror Nights back in... the Day of the Caretaker did an experience where you literally stayed on property and about 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. smoke started to come through your ventilation in your hotel room. And then you started to hear music. And then druids would appear at your doorstep like housekeeping with a key to your room and come into your room.
I would pay so much money.
With a casket. And in the casket was the caretaker.
That's freaking awesome.
That
shut up and take my money.
Mm-hmm. Like, that used to be allowed.
Used to could. Not
then
no
they
more.
Walked in on something.
I was
going to
say, that happened 1 year.
My,
that happened
my,
one
my.
Year.
Oh.
Oh, shit!
Find out.
Walk away! He shuts the door wide.
13 minutes.
We have such sights to show you.
He said, like, hey, the one guy in the room, get out! Just close the door behind him. All right!
Keep literally going. Told him it's between 2 and 3.
We're gonna be right.
Just make sure you're not naked or have anything in your ass. Like,
oh, we must have lost track of time. My bad.
Oh, that was supposed to be today?
Shit! Smoke is just added a
factor. Is that an aphrodisiac in that smoke? Like, what's going on?
I thought it was the pong, man.
I just thought we were working out that hard, that we were creating fire.
Demon, man.
So that's where we went.
There's going to be a lot of editing on this episode, I guarantee
you. No, not at all.
Jesus.
No, we're leaving that Karen shit in.
Oh, yeah. My God. No, take my audio out, please.
So that being said, our virtual scare park right now is Haunted Housewives. We have Critters, Jigsaw,
Spiral.
Sorry, from the Book of Jigsaw. We have
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland. Yep. We have selected
H2O right now.
Yes, Halloween H2O. And we have, I feel like we have one more. Hold on.
I feel like we've been dancing around the mazes lately.
Conjuring.
Oh, Conjuring, yeah.
Maybe do it. Scare Zones, we have Wrong Turn and A Quiet Place. And then Rides, we have My Bloody Valentine.
Quiet, it'd be really cool, man.
I'd be terrified.
Dream Master. Cool. Dark Ride. Cool. Or no, have yeah, Dream Master.
My Bloody Valentine Train Ride, right?
My Bloody Valentine Train Ride.
Don't you mean Mine Ride?
Train, right?
And the Willy's Wonderland Pizzeria. We saw
it was like the Country Bears, yeah. Like that was my whole
Chuck E. Cheese style.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My brother recently watched it and he takes his kid to Chuck E. Cheese. He's like, I don't even let him go to every goddamn animatronics anymore. Like, come on, bro.
And we said that the Freight show would be our Bill and Ted.
Yes.
So on the season finale of this season,
I
which
say Abby, thank you again for that, because that was
something special. Like, I think that was my favorite movie of the season. That was,
oh,
and you can watch
wait,
it. You
there's
can,
more.
You can watch it for free on YouTube right now.
Yes.
So part of our season finale, we're going to say which celebrity we would pick to be turned into a freak. And what kind of a freak they would be turned into. That is going to be the double hitter before we can officially announce the season finale that we're going to do live from the movie theater in August. Will be, hopefully, if this fucking Delta variant doesn't fuck everything up, Candyman. So we will be doing Candyman for our season finale at the end of August. The reason why we're ending things earlier than normal is because Revenge of Ween is coming, and we're going to Haunted Shit earlier than ever. September 11th will be at Hollow Scream Orlando. The 24th through the 26th, Halloween Horror Nights 30, and some Roblox stuff along the way. John, the tentative date is that October 15th, 16th weekend will be at Higbee. The last weekend, on that opening weekend, since I'm doing the voices, can I, like, set up a booth? Can I be, like, radio, doing my radio show, like, acting like I'm doing the actual radio show?
Yeah, we do.
I'll make a little playlist. Like, ever since we saw these two ladies at the Knott's 100 celebration, they were doing, like, K-Knott radio on the boardwalk. I'm like, that'd be cool to do a John's Haunt if this was.
Let's put you in the maze.
Doing radio show?
Radio show.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Requests! I take requests.
Before we go, I want to just throw out there, I think it would be awesome if there was a way to do how they're doing the Star Wars hotel, if they figured out a way to do a Haunted Mansion themed hotel. like that where it's like deep themed. It would be so awesome to do it like that.
I honestly think I would take... I would sacrifice the Star Wars hotel for a Haunted Mansion.
And it's already, like, the whole idea, it's, like, built in there. Like, you just... The facade, literally, of the hotel could be almost like what they're doing for Star Wars Land. You just do the front of the Haunted Mansion. Behind it, you build everything.
It's so easy. And it's already there. They don't have to do anything. You just have to freaking build it. Build it, and they will come.
Unfortunately, they'll never be able to do any of that shit in Disney.
No, here. They can do it in Florida. Yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you. Fast pass with us.
Fast pass with us. Six Flags episode up.
You guys on Thursday?
Just like
when does the Purge come out?
I think it comes out
Thursday.
This week.
Thursday?
Yeah. So
not this week, but next week.
I don't know if you can hold out for a week until I get back into town, but we can do the Forever Purge.
I'm trying to wait a week.
On the following Tuesday.
Is it this week or next week?
Find out. I thought it came out before 4th of July weekend.
So we thank Fast Pass with us for being here. Fucking Jason. But yeah, a stay the night over like hotel, like interactive experience, Haunted Mansion thing. Would be ridiculously dope.
Only if I get the intro to the Haunted Mansion while I go into the thing.
That's your elevator.
No, you know what I mean. Not the stretching room. Like, the actual intro, the whole monologue that the guy says, I want that when I walk in.
What if the hotel or maze is the story, the fabled story that they always say is, like, the rumor of, like, this is the story? Because each Haunted Mansion has a different story.
Yeah.
So, what if we got, like, the original Haunted Mansion?
Is Japan's different from...
Tokyo's is the same as... No, Tokyo's is the same.
The same as Orlando? Okay.
Yeah. And then Paris is different. Hong Kong is different. Disneyland is different.
Disneyland is the best one. And I'm just saying that because I love Disneyland's Haunted Mansion because it was the original. Just like Pirates of the Caribbean is much better in... Disneyland is in Florida.
That, yeah. There's no doubt about that. The Florida Pirates is pretty horrible.
Does it still end after the dog?
Yeah. You see Jack Sparrow...
like twice.
Well, no, I was going to say you see him in his little treasure room at the end. It's like dog Jack Sparrow.
I just remember going on it going... That's way shorter than our version.
Oh, yeah.
Way shorter. But the Haunted Mansion in Florida is way longer.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they incorporated a lot of the queue stuff that we have into the actual attraction.
Yeah.
So you get on, like, immediately after the elevator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been on it. It's just been a really long time.
Yeah, they don't have the hallway with the portraits and the statues.
That's where they take that's where they take your picture. I still can't figure out exactly where... that camera is like every time we were like it's right there, like all the ride photos were like whoa,
it's
like
it's over there.
So would you, John, want to see like a Halloween Horror Nights level Haunted Mansion attraction?
Yeah, like literally taking Disney's Haunted Mansion and making it a full horror version. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you have the characters there. It's just a matter of darkening the shit out of them, which doesn't take a whole lot to do. I mean, like we were talking about with the bride, you know, you bloody her up and actually have her holding, like, a severed head with the hatchet. I mean, and you have all the husband's bodies, you know, decapitated laying around the attic.
Oh, fuck. Or just have them, like, decapitated ghosts, too. Like, mm-hmm. Bodies and ghosts.
Yep. I mean, to see... these ghosts, like, come almost like in a Conjuring style, like, come to, or even Insidious, coming into you, like, real life versions of how they died would be creepy.
You can even do the shitty HHN boo-holes with the portraits and have them pop out of the portraits.
Perfect. Especially the portrait ones.
Yeah, like, Black Hollywood portrait in
there. You take the old freaking HHN Versus style, and you have the two dueling portrait guys, and they pull them at the same time.
Oh my god, right over the top of you. Yeah, you know that shit would be in there. Like... There is no question
but
at
it,
all.
It would be cool to be, like, in the ballroom instead of, you know, looking at it from, like, a balcony, like, being in the ballroom with this party group, you know.
With them dancing around you and shit.
Yeah. Have the organ player, you know, with the heads flying out of the organ and stuff. Like, there would be some badass visuals, but, yeah, it would be easy to have all those random ghosts popping out, you know, left and right in spots, you know, and even the hatbox ghosts jumping out, you know. They could even make them headless and then have the head in the box, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many opportunities.
The graveyard would just be a huge, you could just do like a huge room of...
They can almost pull it off like they did with the Further, to where it's like they have a lot of the ghosts just around.
Yeah.
And the ones jump out at you.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be something special. Ashley, what do you think?
I'm all in for a hunt for it.
Drew? I agree.
So then the question becomes, because we have like one like top tier spot left and one bottom tier and a couple middle tiers. So in our fake budgetary thing about releasing these, do you give this Haunted Mansion mock up the top tier, the final top tier, knowing that we got the Forever Purge and Candyman, probably Fear Street on the horizon, or do you move it to the middle or even the back of the park next to Willy's Wonderland?
I'd put it in the middle.
You put it in the middle.
Middle.
Even if you put it in the back of the park, regardless of it's of what it is, will make the draw anyways. People will go regardless. So it doesn't matter. You don't want to give it a top tier spot because you want to give something else the focal point and you want to give something else that recognition. This already has recognition and it will stand alone on its own.
Yeah. People will go to this, I think, like people will go find out a Beetlejuice maze.
Yeah. It could be the lowest budget maze, but you'd still come out of it going, that was great.
Mm-hmm. And people will say that it's great because people have wanted it for so long. But even if it was half assed, that it would still be everything that they wanted it to be because it actually happened.
So basically that last like high tiered one, that's almost be like an icon type house, right? As far as like
theoretically
there would almost be like the icon.
Yeah. Unless we would at the end we decide it's a Halloween or Hollywood style where there is no one. It's just kind of a compilation. Gosh. Yeah.
I still say middle though.
So there you go, Haunted Mansion, middle tier maze in our virtual scare park. Taking a week off next week, but then I guess John is so excited for this Forever Purge movie. Like,
going on Friday? Comes out this Friday.
No, I'm going to be, we're getting shit ready for the fucking, happy 4th of July. Be safe and sane this weekend.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, please, like, don't do anything stupid. We're just coming off of fucking... being able to like do shit, so don't be an idiot.
Don't set the world on fire.
Don't drive drunk. Don't freaking blow something up drunk.
Yeah, be mindful. It's a really hot year again, and it's really dry out. People's houses are going to be lost. Don't be that idiot, please. And be mindful of people's pets.
Well, and vets.
Yeah, veterans, yeah.
Yeah, my dad.
And I guess they said that there's going to be a mass shortage of fireworks this year, too.
They purposely did that. I was reading an article today that said that they purposely did it because they didn't want...
A huge thing.
But the problem is that word got out really fast, and a lot of people have already been traveling.
It's not very hard to bring illegal fireworks here to California.
Joke's on you, Gav. Like, still kind of a doucher.
Kind of?
No, he's a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would say douche.
Freak worthy.
Wait. I would say douche.
Oh my god. That's my vote. Yes, absolutely. And we're gonna turn him into a jackass.
I said douche borderline.
I'm just saying the reason why the hanging got canceled is because they knew that Newsom was gonna be
hung.
Yeah, they were going to hang his ass.
On the noose?
Are you going to put noose on the noose?
Yes. I might just recreate fucking...
It's because it was the same thing that happened with Bill and Ted. They started to offend too many people.
I don't want to waste the Gavin Newsom episode for the last 5 minutes of this. We're saving that for something special. Like, no, right? Like a whole fucking script on that shit.
That's going to be a come with your facts.
Yeah.
You bring your receipts to that podcast.
Well, you want to hear 18 months of pent-up frustration? Tune into that fucking podcast.
Hey, there's still time. There's still time for somebody else to make a really big fucking mistake.
The interesting thing on the Hollywood side of things, we had the pulling down of the Silver Shamrock logo on the maze that everyone thought was going to be Halloween 3.
But I threw out a crazy-ass fucking theory.
That the Silver Shamrock mask would show up in Halloween Kills. And lo and behold, because we're returning to cinema, but all the studios really want you to go watch it in the theater, so now movie trailers are like 3.5 minutes long, and you can really like pretty much map out everything that's going to happen in the movie ahead of time right now. Michael Myers kills some kids in a Silver Shamrock maze in Halloween Kills. So, will the Silver Shamrock Factory be a prominent part of that movie? We can only speculate. But if it is, I would assume that the maze in L.A. is Halloween Kills and not Halloween 3. Which will be disappointing.
Unless they throw you for a loop and they just make it Halloween 3.
I'm hopeful that they do that.
I mean, it's a solid... Because they haven't announced it yet. That's the only reason why I'm like, it's kind of weird. Because when stuff gets leaked out like that, they usually go, oh, yeah.
Hollywood's... So Hollywood's Twitter literally tweeted a candle. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 3 days later, put a flame on the candle. And then today, the candle is now all burnt. So everyone's like...
Maybe it's time's ticking.
Yeah, like they're gonna like put tickets or announce something.
The flame is out.
The black, you know, a Hocus Pocus maze candle? Would be
the black
amazing.
Candle. But was it lit by a virgin? That's the question.
No.
Was it like the candle from the Insidious?
No. Ooh.
That would be a dope.
Insidious is like the best mazes they did.
Dude.
Like,
well, the first ones.
I got scared. Every year they did Insidious, that maze scared me more than
even
any other maze.
Even the key one?
Yeah. Like, they... Yeah.
Which one was that movie?
Because I remember the
five
last...
Five keys or
like,
whatever?
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah, that'd be just terrifying.
She, yeah.
He.
Good old Philip.
Still.
He.
Not
a she, it's a he she.
But,
still the black ride.
Yeah, he and Phillips calls her something else. The old lady in black.
Yeah.
The bride in black.
Bride in black. But Halloween Kills or Halloween 3, what would you rather see?
Halloween 3.
I would rather see Halloween 3, but part of me, hate to say it, but from an HHN perspective, how they're like Michael Myers sells. Halloween Kills is a solid option for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Halloween 3 for the general public isn't a sell. Sadly.
I don't know, man. Because Beetlejuice is all but confirmed. So you're already going to get your Ghostbuster-esque people.
Yeah.
You know, contingent of it who may not necessarily love gore horror or, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. They're going to go to see Beetlejuice. Halloween 3 kind of toes the line between the two, I think. Between the Beetlejuice camp and the goriness of that kid's face imploding and snakes crawling out of the eye holes of the mask.
Halloween 3 is very much on that cusp of, like, Killer Clowns, to where...
Yeah.
It's for the hardcore horror fans. It's not for... Because a lot of general people haven't seen Killer Clowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you most of the people showing up to HHN haven't even seen it.
They're like, this is cool.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly a lot of teenage in that era, and so a lot of them probably haven't seen it.
Are they watched it once it was announced?
Yeah, or they watch it when it was announced. Yeah.
But yeah, that. So we say Haunted Mansion for a maze. We're now taking a week off, and when we come back, we're gonna be from the theater on a Tuesday night for the Forever Purge.
Hell yeah!
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. So
that's gonna be rough, but okay.
I'm there.
We'll find a show time that is.
Maybe we'll get a sitter.
Not too late, but we'll cover the Forever Purge when we go next. And then we, John skipped over Ashley, so after the Forever Purge will be Ashley's choice. But goddamn, like, John has talked about the Forever Purge for forever.
I love me personally.
Since there was one. So.
It's just like HHN needs a scare zone to fall back on. It's like, hey,
if you had to
purge.
If you had to erase one franchise from existence for forever, Godzilla or The Purge?
Ooh, The Purge.
That's what I figured you'd say.
Wow.
I'm Nightmare on Elm Street or The Purge?
Purge.
That wasn't very difficult.
I can't tell you. His love for The Purge.
There's a lot of history with me and Godzilla. That's why.
And Nightmare?
Like, I've grown up watching Godzilla. Like, way
even back. The awesome cars. Run, he's Godzilla! Oh, even though it's not really Godzilla due to copyright laws. But we should still run like it's Godzilla!
Yeah, we used to rent the shit out of those movies and even get late fees on them.
Oh, yeah.
So...
late fees on the Godzilla movies.
Yes.
That is not as bad as when I was a kid. We rented Roadhouse and we didn't take it back. And my dad had to end up paying like $80 for the VHS.
Way more than the movies.
Yeah. And then like 3 months later, we found it in like the
$5 bin.
No, in the fucking like in the drawer where it wasn't supposed to be, but that's where it was. My dad was not happy with us.
Patrick Swayze.
He rips the guy's throat out. Great.
So anyway, thank you for listening.
Sorry, guys.
Roadhouse. Horrorpack.com. We're excited about it. Haunted Mansion. Maze. We all agree would be awesome. And... exciting news. I think by the time we go to the Forever Purge, we may have another special guest who's actually not a special guest, but the long-awaited return, Charles Edward Williams.
Charlie!
Is on. He texted me. Charlie. He texted me the other day. He's finally...
good.
Yeah, and he's finally thinking that he's going to be able to start to join us again.
Nice.
So,
Charlie, we miss you.
I'm sorry that the first movie back for him will be The Forever Purge.
Yes, say it right. The Forever Purge!
Forever Purge!
We think Karen is bad. That movie will be just as bad. It's just going to be a different minority of people that is being victimized by... yep. The Purge. Okay. The Purge. Anyway, man, we will see you on the border of New Mexico and Mexico in the movie theater for the Forever Purge.
I thought it was Texas.
Whatever.
It's like
And we thank you for watching. Check out the Snack and Flick podcast, which I was on this week. That was a fun time. We talked horror movie monsters. Check out John. I reposted some of it because John is starting to post those haunt update videos from his TikTok everywhere. So I reposted it on our Instagram, him building like a madman.
That'll be the next song I use.
And yeah, we will be back to wrap up this season in the second half of summer. Be safe again. Mm-hmm. Happy 4th of July. God America. Bless the new founding fathers.
And our nation reborn.
Forever Purge.